In this diagram, you will notice that we have removed all the inner electrons and we are only displaying the valence electrons for each element. For example, in group 1 for hydrogen, you only see a one red dot, which is actually the valence electron for hydrogen. Now, by just showing the chemical symbol and placing dots around it to represent valence electrons, that is known as Lewis dot diagram. So once again, in group 1, which is the first vertical column on the left-hand side, we see the elements hydrogen, lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, and cesium. They all have one valence shell electron. Now remember that these elements are metals, and they become very much stable by either gaining 7 electrons or by losing 1 electron to obtain the full valence electron. So of course, that is obvious that it is very easy for this group to lose an electron and then gaining the full shell for the inner shell, which is becomes full. Whereas on the right hand side of the table, we see a group which is group 7. They are also known as halogens, and of course, mostly of them are non-metals. Now, in this group, we have fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine. So in these ones, these are the most common ones which we actually use for chemical reactions. Now, to obtain a stable electron configuration in this group, what will happen is that either this group has to gain one electron or it has to lose 7 electrons to obtain the full outermost shell. So it's easier for this group to gain one electron to make its valence shell full, which is actually 8. Now the last thing to remember is that we start transferring electrons during chemical bonding, which we will see later in the next section.